Hi, my name is Yvette Morales.
And I'm Isabel Lopez, and this is our podcast. Today we are going to be covering the mobster Benjamin Siegel, also known as Bugsy. But first, we want to ask you some questions. Do you actually know what a mobster is? Have you ever thought why mobsters became mobsters in the first place? Have you ever thought what their previous life was like before they became mobsters?
We want you to think about the questions we just asked about the mobsters in general. Hopefully, by the end of this podcast, you will have answered these questions.
Now we want to talk about Bugsy. He was a mobster in the late 1930s. He built a criminal empire through bootlegging, gambling, and ruthless assassinations. Before he set up shop in Las Vegas, he opened up his famous Flamingo Hotel and Casino. When he started his notorious gambling operation in the middle of the Las Vegas desert, in 1947, he was gunned down at his girlfriend's Virginia Hills home when he was 41 years old.
Now that we gave you a quick introduction of his mobster life, just in case you weren't aware of who he is, we're going to tell you how he got to becoming a mobster. Siegel was born into a family of Austro-Hungarian Jews. They migrated to the United States in 1903, and they settled in Manhattan's Lower East Side. He was raised in a bad social environment, and he wanted to get away from it. He started drifting to the streets as a boy, and that's also when he started taking a part in crimes such as burglary and organizing protection rackets for street peddlers. He later on befriended a future crime boss, Meyer Lansky. During his teen years, they formed a gang called the Bugs and Meyer Mob. The gang would take actions in robbery, gambling, and murder. Soon, the mobster Arnold Rothstein joined into the game. Arnold Rothstein, also known for establishing a lucrative business running bootleg liquor along the East Coast, when Siegel started getting his wealth, he didn't hesitate to show it. He was also seen in expensive clothes and frequenting in high-class nightclubs.
By 1931, he bought his first apartment in Manhattan, in Manhattan's Waldorf Astoria town. He was clearly already rich enough to buy one. When Siegel was a teen, he would have this terrible violent temper and mercurial personality. His friends would describe it as a crazy bedbug. They soon started calling him Bugsy or Bugs. He hated the nickname, and he would make threats towards anyone who would use it. He once said, "My friends call me Ben, strangers call me Mr. Siegel, and guys I don't like call me Bugsy, but not to my face." So there you have it, he does not like his nickname. Siegel has a crime reputation, and it was steeped in the myth and legend. But there are evidence that he played a role in a dozen of killings during the 1920s and 30s. Some murders are once an assassin tried to murder him by lowering a bomb down his chimney. The bomb did injure Siegel, but not too severe. He supposedly checked himself into the hospital but did not stay for too long. He snuck out of He snuck out and murdered the assassin, then slipped back in to keep his alibi intact. Sewell is also reported to have been one of the men who gunned down a mobster. Sicilian and mobster Gypsy. Joan the Boss in 1931 and was linked to Lucky Lozano and the infamous Murder Inc. A syndicate of contract killers who carried out hits for the Italian and Jew mafia.
In the mid-1930s, Sewell moved from New York to Los Angeles, and there he then set up a criminal empire on the West Coast. He was also gambling, had wired services, and, of course, drugs. He could have helped establish the narcotic trade between Mexico and the United States. He was also in the Hollywood social scene. His tough guy persona and movie star good looks proved irresistible to celebrities. Some celebrities he hobnobbed with are Cary Grant, the very famous Frank Sinatra, and blonde bombshell. At the time, she was known as Jean Harlow. She later on became the unofficial godmother of his young daughter. Some of his friends said had his harbored secret desire was to be an actor. He tried to pursue it once he organized a screen test for himself and was frequent visitor of Hollywood sets. Sewell didn't want to stop just to be known as a celebrity gangster. He reached new heights in 1938 when he joined a band of Hollywood aristocrats on a bizarre schooner trip to the seas of the coast of Costa Rica. He went out there because he heard that there was reports of some type of buried treasure. Sewell and his fellow passengers sailed for remote Cocos Island, and they spent several days digging, drilling, and they even diamondizing hillsides in a useless search for it. They came up empty, and the group ship had to be towed to Mexico for repair after it was severely damaged after a storm and was left to adrift. The news reporters jumped on his so-called hell ship. Story after Sewell returned back to California, some say that the voyage was for drug smuggling or gun running operation.
You might not believe this, but Sewell never committed a serious crime because he was never caught. Although he was arrested for suspicion for accounts of possession of narcotics and firearms to murder and rape, but he was only found guilty of two minor crimes. One was in 1930, he was charged of gambling and for our city. And the second one was in 1944, charged of placing belt illegal on a horse race. Single got out with charged with bail in both cases. Surprisingly, his most serious encounter with the law was in 1941. When he was arrested for the murder of an underworld figure named Harry Greenberg. He did not spend some time in jail, but later on, the charges were dropped after a key witness died under mysterious circumstances. Siegel remained as a suspect criminal, and they put him under extensive surveillance. After he was under suspicion years before his death.
Do you ever think that a mobster like Benjamin Siegel would get assassinated after all the crime he had committed? You think that he would have his own back? On the evening of June 20th, 1947, Siegel was at his girlfriend's home when a mysterious man came up and fired 9 shots by a 30. Carbon through the window. He was hit by 4 slugs. One of the slugs knocked out his eye out of its socket, and he died immediately. You would think a guy like this, everyone would have a motive to put him in the ground. But it's not the case. The motive for Siegel's murder has really never been confirmed. Some think that his own people were sick of him, so they decided to get rid of him. So to speak, he obviously had a girlfriend at the time. What if the love triangle with another gangster? He wanted to get rid of Siegel. There could be multiple motives of why someone wanted to kill him. There are multiple theories of why he died and who killed him. The only leads we have to this day is the mob figures. Frankie Carbo and Eddie Canizero are among the only leading suspects.
This concludes our podcast. We hope you enjoy it and found some information about Benjamin Siegel that you may have never known before.